Hi, I'm Mike Purcell, and today my guest is Barb Cronin, the executive director from Mission Medical Center. Hi, Barb.
Hi there.
So what exactly is the mission at Mission Medical? Tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing over there.
Well, Mission Medical Center has been around since 2004, and I really appreciate this opportunity to come on the air because we are not a household name.
Right.
The folks that we treat are low income, uninsured, and underinsured people in the Pikes Peak region. We offer primary care, dental, vision, including free eyeglasses, durable medical equipment, behavioral health. And all of these services are provided by volunteers, small staff of one full-time, nine part-time, and the services to the patients are free. We receive no federal funds and no insurance reimbursements, no Medicaid and Medicare.
So mostly powered by contributions, donations from the general public?
General public, churches, foundations, and the like.
And volunteers are a big part of it, too?
Oh, yes. We couldn't do what we do without volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so important. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I noticed you guys, the main office, I think, is kind of in the central part of town there?
Yeah, we're right at Constitution and Union.
Okay.
On LaSalle, 2125 East LaSalle.
So centrally located.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We're near two bus stops, so that's really convenient for our patients. And we ask that patients call and make an appointment. That's really the best utilization of their time because we don't have standard hours. We basically make a clinic around the volunteers' schedule.
Okay, so phone number, I'll have you give that out as well. And a website, is that particularly useful for folks as well?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, our phone number is 219-3402. And the website, missionmedicalclinic.org.
And I noticed volunteers can sign up to help on the website. Mm-hmm. There's a section there that they can go to and learn about opportunities, volunteer opportunities.
Yeah.
So, again, Mission Medical, I'm speaking with Barb Cronin, the executive director here today. And you guys are providing free medical, dental, vision, behavioral health, also durable goods to allow folks to continue living independently.
Exactly.
And these are for uninsured and underinsured folks.
Yes.
So I'm guessing there's a little bit of a process there where folks have to...
Some eligibility. They have to meet eligibility.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, Mike, as we approach the Christmas holidays, I have a story that really stands out. Last year, 2 days before Christmas, we had our primary care clinic, and we only had one patient scheduled. And I said to the physician assistant, do you really want to come in just for one patient? She said, oh, yes, yes, I've made arrangements. She came in, and the patient that came in was an individual who had pneumonia, had nowhere else to turn. We gave him breathing treatments, antibiotics. Before he was sent on his way, the physician assistant said, Barb, we've got to help this guy. He has the clothes on his back. No food, and no hygiene products. So the leadership staff that was there, we scurried about and got him clothing and a care package. So we send this patient on his way, and in walks another patient who was just released from prison, and she was a type 1 diabetic.
Okay.
No blood glucose meter, no insulin, and then the same thing. No clothing, no hygiene, no food. So we repeated the same thing. And in both cases, quite frankly, those were life-threatening situations. And I always like to say when there's nowhere else to turn, people turn to Mission Medical for help, where they can receive help, body, mind, and spirit with dignity and compassion.
How do folks normally find you? I mean, we established that Mission Medical is not a kind of one of those household names.
People call United Way, the 211 number, and they refer. The local emergency rooms will refer, saying, you know, this is not a life-threatening situation. For aftercare, don't come back. You know, please, you know, go to Mission Medical.
Hmm.
And then just word of mouth in the community.
Yeah, that's still in this day and age the best advertising out for better or for worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then certainly, again, like I said, opportunities like this.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, we're glad to be able to get the word out.
Oh, yeah, we're happy to be here. And for that one story, as you can imagine, there is several more. And, you know, patients brought to tears of joy when they're leaving our clinic, so because of the care that they've received.
And you guys are associated with a number of different faith-based organizations. It sounds like
faith-based. Yeah. We get a lot of local support from the local churches and a lot of volunteers from the local churches also.
And how long have you been the executive director, Barb?
A little over 5 years. And prior to joining Mission Medical, I was with another safety net clinic. So serving the underserved is really in my blood and what I enjoy to do. And all of the folks that volunteer and the leaders at Mission Medical all have that same servant leadership in their blood. You know, the more we could reach out to the community, get more volunteers, the more services that we can give the community.
Sure. Again, speaking with Barb Cronin, the executive director at Mission Medical. Barb, any last thing you want to get in today?
When you find somebody that has nowhere else to turn, please refer them to Mission Medical. If you're interested in volunteering, please reach out, and we can take that volunteer time off your hands.
Okay, so. And again, the phone number and website one more time?
219-3402, www.missionmedicalclinic.org.
All right. Well, thanks, Barb.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do.